Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralz.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Why are we here? Is this the opportunity to put this right and prove? I mean, I think before the break that you take this so seriously you went to your doctors because you were on medication?
Yeah.
Are you telling the truth?
100%.
How many people in the audience, without me turning around, think this guy's going to pass the lie detector? They all seem nice. Since the start of your relationship with Jane, have you passionately kissed anyone else? She said no. Why did she say no, Steve?
Because I was telling the truth.
Tess says you're a liar, pal. Just so you're aware, you failed every single question. I find it quite interesting. I'm really sorry. You're better than that, by the way. I find it quite interesting that the audience thought you were telling the truth. I wouldn't trust you with a chocolate button, mate. I don't think you even know what the truth is. Can you just all calm down a minute? Don't start crying, mate. I can't. The hardest thing of my job is I'm paid to read it out. You asked us to do that. Why would you fail? Darling, take a breath. I mean,
once,
I am asked
not
to do.
Once.
I am asked to do, and then I'm, you know, we get labelled, oh, it's unfair. You asked to do a test. He failed that. Categorically failed that, so you're aware. We stand 100% by that. It's very easy for people to sit here and
yes.
say that. But we stand by that test. There are enough lies. I don't take any. This is awful. You're a nice lady. Listen to
she
me.
Is.
Stop that. Be quiet. Stop that noise. Listen to me. You've obviously got a nice family. It's far better for you. You do not need to even cry over this because...
I can't. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. That's why I can't cry.
You've got to sort it out by being honest. You need to look in the mirror, mate. I want to put you two together backstage after this.
Please.
And I want you to say... No, not you want her back. Be a man, grow a pair of balls and tell her the goddamn truth. That's what you need to do. Hey. I'll tell you what I know. If you tell her the truth, she'll stay with you, Al. That's why you're wrong. You don't need to be. The first line out of her mouth when she came to talk to me was, and I quote, didn't need to lie.
Didn't.
I'd have taken him.
I'm not going to say I've been unfaithful when I've not.
Something
I'm
happened,
not
pal.
Do it.
Something happened, absolutely, 100%. Doesn't have to be sexual intercourse. If you lie in that test, you know. I've told you before. I am not going round in circles, right?
Don't say that.
We will put you. Sorry, nice to meet you. Hey, oi, oi. Think about that when you face her. Give him a round of applause. Think about it. Why are we here? Is this the opportunity to put this right and prove? I mean, you...
So that was a clip that was never published from the Jeremy Kyle show because a week later, Steve Diamond was no longer with us. Sadly, he took his own life. This has been released because there is an ongoing inquest that's getting reported here in the UK. The channel in question is ITV, who harbored Philip Schofield for decades, told us that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, told everybody to get the jab. Well, here's what's going on now. His guests. Appearance ended in tragedy. The inquest has heard that XRNLI volunteer Steve Diamond appeared on the show on May 2nd, 2019 to try to prove to his on-off partner Jane, then 48, that he didn't cheat on her. The man was 63 years old from Portsmouth, Hampshire. Failed a lie detector test and was found dead 7 days later in a £100-a-week room he rented, having OD'd on morphine. That's really sad. I mean, you could just see this is the monetization of mental illness. It's such a tragedy. The Winchester Inquest heard he was booed by the audience during the filming after the lie detector test suggested he had been lying about having not cheated on his partner. And these lie detector tests can be very subjective. He was slammed on camera by presenter Jeremy Kyle, you just saw in the clip, who told him to grow a pair of balls and tell her the goddamn truth. Kyle later argued that he has an empathetic on-air style. Well, we didn't see that, did we? Michelle Thaxter, Mr. Diamond's landlady, just today said she urged the construction worker not to appear on the program because you might hear words you don't want to hear. This guy was so desperate. After he failed the test, Mrs. Thaxter said he was distraught and broken and said he threatened to take morphine and jump out of a moving taxi. Disgusting. He had rung ITV 40 to 50 times in desperate attempts to become a guest on the show, the inquest had heard. Mrs. Thaxter said Mr. Diamond was 100% focused on proving that he didn't cheat on his partner because his life was about Jane. The footage that you have seen, we see Jeremy Kyle enter the stage saying Mr. Diamond was accused of lying about his age, about being in the Royal Navy, about grandchildren, and about Viagra having gone missing. The TV presenter previously told Winchester's Coroner's Court that Mr. Diamond was just another typical guest on his show and insisted that he had showed him empathy. Put one in the chat if after watching that clip you feel he was shown empathy. Put a two in the chat if you think there was no empathy and it was a complete monetization of mental illness. Disgusting, condescending, trash TV. Giving evidence for the first time, Kyle denied belittling or humiliating Mr. Diamond and said he displayed care for the 63-year-old. Looks like it's all twos. Thank you. We'll put the clip back up in a minute. We'll go over it more slowly. He claimed he had been very complimentary of Mr. Diamond and said he tried to de-escalate and calm down him when he sobbed over his failed lie detector results. Giving evidence today, the landlady Thaxter suggested Mr. Diamond, quote, was in such a deep hole he couldn't see a way out. Mr. Diamond contacted Mrs. Thaxter in February 2019 after seeing her advertisement for a room on Gumtree. Quote, he came and stayed with us for a few weeks. He was looking for somewhere to live. He'd split up with his partner and he rented a room from us. We sat down and had a chat. He was just a really, really nice guy. Mrs. Thaxter said she later had a call from Mr. Diamond saying him and Ms. Callahan had got back together and that he would be round to collect his belongings. He mentioned about the Jeremy Kyle show, Thaxter said. My words to him were, I think you are stupid because you might hear words you don't want to hear. Jane thought he was sleeping with or seeing some other woman, and he wanted to prove he wasn't. My opinion was, I don't think you should go on the show. Smart advice from the landlady that was not heeded. He really did love her. He just wanted to prove to her he was not lying. He said about the lie detector test and did mention to me about seeing his doctor and something to do with his medication. He was never happy. I've never seen him happy. He was never upset, but never seemed happy. All he wanted was to get back with this woman. He loved her. He adored her. He was focused 100% on going on the show and proving to Jane that he had not lied. Mrs. Thaxter said she would never have allowed Mr. Diamond to rent a room if she knew about his history of self-harm. After the show, Mr. Diamond called Mrs. Thaxter sobbing, explaining he had failed the lie detector test and wanted to return to the room he rented from her. He said he failed the lie detector test and felt like he was going to take the morphine and jump out of a taxi. At that point, you can't say no to someone who is so distraught. It scared me to know someone felt that way. It was horrendous. He was so broken. crying. He had nowhere else to go, literally nowhere else to go. When Mrs. Faxter came home from work that evening, she spent 2 hours consoling him. I've never seen a man cry like that. We sat down for 2 hours and he told me everything that had happened, the way he was treated on the show. He said he was not treated good, that he was booed off stage, and that Jeremy backed him into a corner. He said he told so many lies. He said he had to got back in contact with his son and found out he was his grandchildren. So I tried to guide him on that. She said he had money worries and that she still receives posts from him from financial companies, adding, I think he was out to impress Jane, living a life he could not afford. Mrs. Thaxter said that she had not seen Mr. Diamond since May 5th. By May 9th, the day of his death, she said she had become concerned. Her son peeped into his room and immediately called his mother, saying, you'd better come home, Mum. Thaxter said, everything was going through my mind, and I opened the door and I could see straight away that he was dead. She said that she then called for the emergency services, which attended. Her son said he had repeatedly banged on Mr. Diamond's door and shouted his name, leading to him becoming concerned. Days earlier, Mr. Diamond told him he was mortified and disgusted with the way Jeremy Carl spoke to him on the show. He had been diagnosed with a depressive disorder in 1995 and had taken overdoses on 4 occasions. In January 1995, twice in December 2002, and in April 2005, the court was told. He had also attempted to harm himself in December 2002. His first application to attend the Jeremy Carl show was rejected because he had obtained diagnosed with depression and prescribed medication. But he obtained a letter from his GP stating he had not taken the medication and his mood had improved. This is how he managed to get on the show. He was subsequently assessed by mental health nurse Steph McDonald, employed by the show, as suitable to appear, and he had not scored for depression in her evaluation of him. Jeremy Kyle defended his handling of Mr. Diamond during the recording, saying he had tried to de-escalate the situation, and added that the selection of guests and the aftercare were not my responsibility. I was the presenter. The hearing continues. So this is the show. This is the what happened that got this show taken off the air. The tragic death of Mr. Diamond. And if you have logged down and you've not seen the clip, I will show it again shortly. We've got tons of content coming tomorrow night. We've got a 2-hour true crime podcast where I'm interviewing a guy who's been in California for 26 months. And Ron is back with Wedger. I think they're doing more McCann. And let me see here. Here's the clip. I'm going to put the clip back up for those people who didn't see
it. Why are we here? Is this the opportunity to put this right and prove? I mean, I said, I think, before the break that you take this so seriously you went to your doctors because you were on medication.
Yeah.
Are you telling the truth?
100%.
How many people in the audience, without me turning around, think this guy's going to pass the lie detector? They all seem nice. Since the start of your relationship with Jane, have you passionately kissed anyone else? She said no. Why did she say no, Steve?
Because I was telling the
truth. Tess says you're a liar, pal. Just so you're aware, you failed every single question. I find it quite interesting. I'm really sorry. You're better than that, by the way. I find it quite interesting that the audience thought you were telling the truth. I wouldn't trust you with a chocolate button, mate. Honestly, you are. I don't think you even know what the truth is. Can you just all calm down a minute? Don't start crying, mate. I can't. The hardest thing of my job is I'm paid to read it out. You asked us to do that. Why would you fail? Darling, take a breath. I mean, I am asked to do, and then I'm, you know, we get labelled, oh, it's unfair. You asked to do a test. He failed that. Categorically failed that, so you're aware. We stand 100% by that. It's very easy for people to sit here and yes. say that. But we stand by that test. There are enough lies. I don't take any. This is awful. You're a nice lady. Listen to me. Stop that. Be quiet. Stop that noise. Listen to me. You've obviously got a nice family. It's far better for you. You do not need to even cry over this because...
I can't. can't. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. That's why I can't.
You've got to sort it out by being honest. You need to look in the mirror, mate. I want to put you two together backstage after this,
please.
And I want you to say, no, not you want her back. Be a man, grow a pair of balls, and tell her the goddamn truth. That's what you need. That's what you need to do. Hey. I'll tell you what I know. If you tell her the truth, she'll stay with you, Al. That's why you're wrong. You don't need to be. The first line out of her mouth when she came to talk to me was, and I quote, didn't need to lie.
Didn't.
I'd have taken him.
I'm not going to say I've been on FAFA when I've not.
Something
I'm
happened,
not
pal.
Do it.
Something happened, absolutely, 100%. Doesn't have to be sexual intercourse. If you lie in that test, you know. I've told you before. I am not going round in circles, right?
Don't say that.
We will put you. Sorry. Nice to meet you. Hey, oi, oi. Think about that when you face her. Give him a round of applause. Think about it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.